that how it works? You can log into Auditora and record from there.
Okay, fine. Let's start from Kokimono days. Right. Yeah. Okay, the most recent thing that we were talking about, we had a number of different statements from Rav Yochanan quoting from Rav Shimon bar Yochai. We were going through, first we went through Achav, and then Kof Beis and Beis, and then we went through Menashe. We started going through a little bit, we discussed the drasha for this kapitel in Tehillim, kapitel Sadi Aleph. I want to go back, because it wasn't so clear, toward the top of Kof Gimel and Beis, about four lines down, if you don't mind. About four lines on Amram Shimon ben Lakish. The first one line is Bishuasi. Okay. So Amram Shimon ben Lakish. My Dichsev, what's this pasuk in Eov, where it says, V'imana Mirasham Oram, right, and who will withhold from the Rishayim and their light, Uzro Ramah Tishaver. So, Mipneima Ayin Shal Rishayim Teluya. Why is it that the Ayin of the word Rishayim is hanging? In other words, why does it look like the word is Rashim, with the word ayin hanging above, with the letter ayin hanging, kiven shit. So the answer is kiven shnasa adam rosh mamata, nasa rosh mamala. Now there are different opinions and we're showing what this is. We spoke out a little bit yesterday the yarmaz mahalach, where it's that if a person is a rosh resh ayin resh aleph shin, if he becomes a rosh mamata, he is nasa rosha mamala. But the way that Rashi seems to understand it, which is the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, is that we're saying, Kibin Shanasa Adam Rush Milmata, if a person is a Rush, a lowly, bad person below, so then Nasa Rush Milmala. He is a Rush Milmala as well. So if that's what the Pasuk is trying to convey by having the ayin kind of slipped off of the word, by having it Rushim with the ayin hanging up, so then, v'lo nichtve klal. So then, why do you have the ayin in there at all? So just say the word Russian. So the answer is, v'yochan Rav Elazar, chad amar b'nei kvod shol David, v'chad amar mishom kvod shol nechavim ben chachayim. That because this rule of thumb that kivin shenatsa adam rashi mamata and natsa rashi mamala doesn't apply to David and to Nechemiah, because they were people who were not liked below. In other words, they were not some Russian, they were made lowly to hang that people did not like them down here. But even so, that didn't mean that they were not some Russian above. So, now, why wouldn't anybody like David or Nehemiah? So, right, so by David, we know that he had many enemies, and for Nehemiah and Chachai, we know that the Rashi gives a couple of pshat, but one basic pshat is that because he rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash, so there were a number of people who didn't really like him. Okay, fine. So that's why we have the ayin still stuck in that word, to keep the word Rishon. Okay. Tan Rabba. Menashe hayoshone chamishim v'chamisha panim b'toros konim keneged shnei machuso. Menashe was able to teach 55 drushes for Sefer Vayikra keneged shnei machuso, which corresponded to the years of his melucha. Achav, shmon v'chamisha, Achav could do 85, and Yeravim, mea u'shalosh, 103. Tanya, Haya Reb Meir Omer Avshalom Inu Chelak Olam Haba Shneemar Vayaku Es Avshalom VaYimisuhu VaYakuhu Is BaOlam Hazeh VaYimisuhu LaOlam Haba. Okay. Tanya, Reb Shimon Ben Elazar. Oh, is this good pace? If I'm going too quickly, just okay. Okay. So Tanya, Reb Shimon Ben Elazar Omer Mishum Reb Meir Achaz VeAchazia VeKol Malchi Yisrael. Shekasa behen vayasarabe inei Hashem. Anytime that you find the term, the phrase vayasarabe inei Hashem associated with a certain king, so then lochayim v'lo nidonim, they don't live and they are not judged. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi explains lochayim means that they don't live, meaning they don't get olam haba along with all the other tzaddikim. Ve'nidonim means that they're not going to get gehenna. Well, then what kind of punishment is that? What does it mean that they're not going to get olam haba, but they're not going to get gehenna? It doesn't sound so bad. So the way that Ben Yoyot explains it is that since these guys can't go to Olam Haba to be along together with the other tzaddik with tzaddikim, which would be chayin, right, lo chayin, so and they also don't get gehenna. So what happens to these guys? So what happens is that they are mezgalgalim through gilgulim a number of times until they are appropriately fixed up. And once they're adequately fixed up, so then they can go and join everybody else. Okay. Lagam dam naki shafah menashe harbe ma'od adashir milei tushlam peh lepeh. And also, innocent blood, menashe spilled, very much, adashir milei tushlam peh lepeh, until he filled up Yerushalayim from mouth to mouth, literally, but here obviously means from one end of Yerushalayim to the other. In other words, it was so filled with corpses, the people that Menashe killed. Levad mechatos, so, and this is all aside from his chatos, asher hechti es Yehuda, la'asos harab ene Hashem. He caused all of Yehuda to do that which was bad in the eyes of Hashem. So now, hacha, over here in Bavel, tergimu shahar yeshaya. Now when it says that he filled up Yerushalayim peh lepeh, and that he spilled innocent blood and filled up Yerushalayim peh lepeh, that's referring to the fact that he killed Yeshaya. The Ma'arava, Ami ben Neres Yisrael, they say, Sha'asa tselem masoi elef b'nei Adam, that he made a tselem that was the load of 1,000 people. In other words, it was a very heavy statue. B'kol yom yom horeg kulam. And every day, it would kill them, because Menashe would have them schlep it, and because they couldn't handle the weight, they would all collapse and die. Okay, so we have two pshatim of how to understand what he was doing. Either he was filling, somehow he writes as gam dam naki shafach, that he spilled innocent blood, and it was harbi me'od until he filled up Yerushalayim peh lepeh. The other option is, and that would be referring to Yeshaya, or it would be referring to the people that he killed by having them schlep this great big tzelem. So, k'man az lahad amar Rabbi Chana, like whom does Rabbi Chana's statement go, that shekula neshama shel tzadik echad, Keneged kol ha'olam kulo, that the neshama of one tzaddik is like the whole world. K'man da'amar Yeshaya harag, like the Shita, like in Bavel, where they say that it was Yeshaya that Menashe killed. Because then we can understand what the pasuk is talking about. That it says that he filled up all of Yerushalayim peh lepeh with corpses. So how did he do that if he just killed one person? The answer is that the one person Yeshaya was like the whole world. Okay. K'siv pesel uksiv pisilim. If you look in the Psukim, we record this episode of Menashe in Divrei Hayamim. So in one part, one place, it says, Vayasim es ha-pesel. He put the pesel. Another place, it says, the ha-psilin. So which one did he do? Was it one pesel or was it multiple? So Amr Yochanan mitchila asalo parts of echad. It's referring to the number of faces that he fashioned on the pesel. So at first he made one parts of. Ulubsof asalo arbar parts of him. So that the Shechina should see and be enraged. Now, what does that mean? So the way the Rashi explains it is so that it was supposed to be that it's, the four faces were in four different directions, so that no matter which direction a person came into the Echa from, they would bump into the face of this pestle, and that would enrage the Shechina. Okay. Achaz had mido ba'aliyah. Achaz erected the tzelem, the Avodah Zarah, in the Aliyah of the Beis HaMikdash. Shanemar in the roof on the upstairs. Shanemar Be'es Mezbechos Asher Al Hagag Aliyas Achaz. Okay. Menashe Hamido Behechel. He put it up in Hechel. Shanemar Be'yosem Es Pesel HaAsherah Asher Asa Babayis Asher Amar Hashem El David Ve'El Shlomo Beno Babayis Hazeh Ubi Yerushalayim Asher Bechart Mikol Shevtei Yisrael Asim Es Shemi La'olam. So it's pretty explicit in Pesukim, right? He put the Pesel Asher Asa Babayis but in the house. Okay. Amon, Hechniso Lebeis Kodesh HaKadashim. He actually brought it into the Kodesh HaKadashim. Shneimar, Ki Katsar Hamatza Mehistarea, the Hamasecha Tzara Kehiskanes. What does that mean? So just to go slowly, Ki Katsar Hamatza Mehistarea. For the matzah is like a mat, right? So Katsar Hamatza, the mat is short, Mehistarea, from being stretched. In other words, it's too short to be stretched out further. The Hamasecha, and the covering, literally, tsara kihiskanes. And that would literally be tsara, like the word narrow or small, kihiskanes, is too small to be entered. So, what does this mean? My kikatsar hamatsa meistarea. What does that mean? So, Amr Shmuvar Nachmini, Amr Yonason, kikatsar matsa ze milahishtarer alav shnei reim keechad. This mat is too small for two friends to be hanging out in. So, okay, and what's the matzah referring to over here? The matzah is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so my v'hamaseicha tzara, what does it mean that the covering was too small, ki es kanes. So Amr Shmuel bar Nachmini, Rav Yonah's son, ki have a mati lahai krav. And Rav Yonah's son would get to this pasuk, have a kabach, you cry, mi shakasa bo kones kaned, mei hayam, the one about whom the pasuk is written, that he can kones kaned mei hayam, that he can gather all the waters of the sea into like a pillar or like a flask, so he can gather all the waters of one about whom the pasuk is written. It also says ta'asalo masecha tzara, that the masecha, this avarizara, is a tzara. Tzara is literally a co-wife, right? Like we have tzaras and yavamos. So over here, that's how he's interpreting the pasuk. That masecha tzara kiskenes, that kiviyachol rachman al tzan, that this pesel, this avarizara, was like a tzara to the branch. Okay. Achaz bitel es havada v'chasa mesedar. So this we referenced on Amen Aleph, that Achaz was mevatal avoda, and he sealed the Torah from being learned. Shneimar tzor teuda, so tzor, like the latzor al-pitzuchis, right, is to wrap up, tzor teuda, wrap up the teuda, like a document, chasom Torah bilumoda, seal the Torah from its students. Menashe, what did Menashe do? Kadar es askaros, v'haras es mizbeach, right? He wiped out, he erased the askaros, Shem Hashem, from the Sefer Torah, and he smashed the mizbeach. Amon, saraf es haTorah, v'hela samamis al gabe hamizbeach, that he burned the Torah, and he brought, literally, that means spider webs, but the way that we're understanding, the Ibn Ezra actually says in that pasuk, that what it means is, he brought a monkey on the Mizbeach. Okay, fine. But either way. But let's say he meant a spider web. So obviously what that means is that he didn't physically take a spider web and put it on. What it means is by being about to the Avoda, it was laying not touched. And we made a lot of them were spider webs. Okay, fine. Achaz hiter es ha'erva. So he was mater the erva. Now what that means is it became like that. We'll see what that is in a second. Menashe ba ala choso, Amon ba al imo. Shenemar, kihu Amon hir ba ashma. What does that mean? Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, chanam rashe sarav es haTorah, v'chanam rashe ba al imo. One says that he burned the Torah, one says that he had bia with his mother. Amar lo imo, his mother said to him, klum yishukha hanam, yimakum shiyatsas mimenu. You don't have any hana through bia, by having bia with the thing from which you emerged. In other words, you don't have hana by having zinus with your mother. So why are you doing this? Amr la, he said back to her, klum ani osa el lahachis es bari. I'm just doing this to enrage the Banshla. Ki asa Yehoyakim, and Yehoyakim came, Amar, kamay lo yadi le'arguzi. My predecessors didn't know just how to enrage the Banshla. The only thing we need him for his light. So, but we already have the gold of this, the parvayim gold that we use, and that apparently was very luminous. So, itol oro, he can just take his light because we got this under control. So, amrulo, they said to him, kesef is avshalogu, but where do you get the gold from? It belongs to God. Shnemer liha kesef liha zavnu amashem tzvakos. So Amr Lahem, he said back to them, Kvar Nasnu Lanu, no, he already gave it to us. Nisanu Lanu, he already gave it to us. Shemem HaShemem Shemem LaHashem, Ya'aretz Nasan, L'Bnei Adam. Okay. Amr Le Rava, L'Rava Bar Mari, L'Bnei Ma Lo Manu Es Yehoyakim. Why didn't they count Yehoyakim in the list? In other words, going back to the Mishnah that we have in Daf Tzadi, where it said that there were three Malachim who are in the list of people who don't get Olam Haba. Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. So now we want to know, why not Yehoyakim also? So maybe you'll tell me, but Mishum de Kasev Bein, that's like, because it's written by him, the Yeser Devre Yehoyakim v'to'avosav asher asa v'hanimtza alav, that it says about Yehoyakim and the rest of Devre Yehoyakim and all of his abominations that he did v'hanimtza alav, and we know that my v'hanimtza alav, what does that mean, v'hanimtza alav? Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar Chad Amar Shechakak Shem Avodas Kochavim Olam Haso, he was so terrible that he engraved the name of Avodah Zarah on his Aether. V'chad Amar Shechakak Shem Shemayim Olam Haso, some said, and one said that he engraved the Shem Shemayim on his Aether. So clearly he was not that great of a person. So if he wasn't that great of a person, why isn't he in the list in the Mishnah? So Malay, but Malachim lo shemati. So he said back to him, well, I don't know exactly what the story is with the kings who made the list, but Behdiotis shemati. But I did hear something about the Behdiotis who are in the list. Okay, so Mibnei ma lo manu es micha. Why didn't they count Micha in the list? The answer is Mibnei shapito mitsuya lo oved rachim, because his bread was common to the oved rachim. In other words, he used to bring in guests and feed them. Shenemar, and it's not clear what the pasuk is. We'll just read the words that we have on the page, but it doesn't seem that we have this pasuk. Kola over v'shav el halavigin. Okay, fine. So the other, then we have another pasuk. The other bayam tsara, v'hika bayam galim. Okay. So Amar Yochanan ze pesel shel micha. That's referring to the pesel of micha. How does that refer to the pesel of micha? So Rashi gives you a couple of pshatim. When it says va'avar bayam tsara, so one pshat is that it's referring to when they crossed over the Yarden. That's when the tsara came about. How did it come about? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that he took the Shem Hashem and he threw it into the Nile in order to bring up the Aron Shel Yosef, which was embedded in the Nile, right from the Gemara Sota that says that they stuck Yosef's bones in an iron casket and they let it sink to the Nile so that the Nile would be blessed. So when they were had believed, Moshe threw in the name Shem Hashem, and he brought up the Aron of Yosef. So Micha saw, and he took the Shem Hashem, and that's what he took to make his Aron. Okay, that's what I'm sure. Okay, so that's Va'over Bayom Tzara V'Hiko Bayom Gal. Amar Yochanan Zepeslo Shel Micha. Okay, so Tanya Rav Nosson Omer Migarav Shlishilo. Gimel mila. From Garif to Shiloh is 3 mil. V'haya ashan ha-ma'aracha v'ashan pesel micha mis'arvin zeh b'zeh. And the smoke of the ma'aracha and the smoke of pesel micha were mixing together. Okay. So bikshu malachei hasharis l'dochavo. They wanted to, now the way the Rashi explains it is that they wanted to push off micha, to get rid of micha. The way that the Marsha explains it is that they wanted to push away the smoke so that the two smokes wouldn't be mixing together. So amalei ha-kadosh baruch hu. Hashbrochu said to them, "Hanichlo, no, you gotta leave him alone. Shapito metzuyo lo ovid rachem, for his bread is coming to the ovid rachem. Valdavers and anshu anshivelagish begiva, and it's for this that the anshivelagish begiva were punished. Amalana Hashbrochu, because the Hashbrochu said to them, the 'Chvodi lo mechisam didn't bother you to be mocha and my kavod al kavodo shabasur v'dam mechisam, and you're going crazy over the kavod shabasur v'dam. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma." See how great legima. Legima is food, like what we had earlier, right? The Medrash of Rashi quotes says that Korach fed legima to the Adasa. He buttered up all the chacham to get them on board. So gedola legima, great is food, shehirchika shtei mishpachos miYisrael, that distance two families from Yisrael. Shnemar al davar asher lo kidmu eschem b'lechem u'b'mayim. Right, that's referring to Ammon and Moab, and we say that for that reason they're not. That's why we have the Israel lo yavo b'kahal. Rabbi Yochanan didayim. Now that was Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Yosef and Kisma. Rabbi Yochanan himself said that legima is marcheches es hakrovim u'mikareves es harchokim u'ma'alemes einayim min arshayim u'mashoshchina al nevi'e habal v'shigigasa ol zadah. Okay, so let's take each one of these in turn. Marchakas es hakrovim, first thing that he mentioned, is that food is marchakas es hakrovim. It distances the krovim. So what is that? Where do you see that from? You see that may amon umoav. Rashi gives two explanations. Either that means that it distances relatives, because as we know that amon and moav were descendants of Lot, so they were part of the Mishpacha. The other option is that it distances those who are close, because amon and moav were neighbors Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's the number one that he said. The second thing he said was mikareves as a rechokim. So what's that? Where do you see that? It brings close those who are at a distance. Meyisra. The Amr Yochanan, b'schar kiren lo v'yocha lechem, as reward for what Yisro said, that right when the girls come home and they tell him everything that happens, Yisro says, well, why'd you just leave him over there? you should keren lo v'yochol lechem, call to him and give him bread to eat, right? So that he should be able to eat bread. So as a result of that, zachu b'nei banav v'yashvu b'lishkas hagasas. So his descendants merited that they should be sitting in the lishkas hagasas. Okay, shenemar, the way that we have the pasuk umishbachos sofrim, the family of scribes, yosh v'yabetz, were those who were the dwellers of yabetz, tir asim, shim asim, suchasim, so those were the three. Hema hakinim, who were they? They were the kinim, habam, chamas, avi beis rechav, who came from chamas, avi beis rechav, rechav. Now, uksif hasim, so who are these kinim? So, uksif hasim, ubnei keni, chosin moshe, alu me'ir hatmarim, es b'nei Yehuda, the b'nei keni, chosin moshe, went up from ir hatmarim with b'nei Yehuda. Where they go, Midbar Yehuda, Asher ben Barad, that they went to Midbar Yehuda, Vayilach Vayeshev Esam. So you see that the Canaan referring to Yisrael, and therefore we know that when it says in the pasuk that the Mishpuchas Sofrim Yoshvi Yabatz, including them as Canaan, so now we know that that's referring to Yisrael. Okay, so that's number two from Rav Yochanan's list. Number three, Malemes Einayim Min Harashayim. It escapes the eye from Rashayim. So, Mimicha. That we see from Micha, as we said before, that because of his hospitality, so therefore Akash Baruch said you got to leave him alone. Umasha Shechina al Nevi'e HaBaal allows the Shechina to rest on Nevi'e HaBaal. Mechavero shal Ido HaNavi. From the Chaver shal Ido, Dechsev Ayihim Yoshvim al Shulchan, Vayhidvar Hashem al HaNavi, Asher Hashiva. Right, so this is talking about, we mentioned this story briefly last time, maybe one or two dapim ago, but we talked about how Yeravim and Avat, he's bringing up stuff on the Mizbeach, and we said the pasuk talks about an Ish Elokim, and an Ish Elokim comes over to him and says, you're not doing good things, and God's going to get you, and it's not a good idea, and Yeravim sees him, and his hand gets paralyzed, and the Mizbeach splits, and then Yeravim says, how about you have a bite to eat with me? And Ish Elokim says, no, I'm not allowed to have a bite to eat. So the next step is that a Navi Sheker came over to him and said, oh, well, actually, I had a nevuah, and God said that it's okay, so you should come and have a bite to eat with me. So he gives him a bite to eat. Now, who's the Ishalakim? So that's Ido HaNavi. So, at least the way that we understand it. So the Navi Sheker, as a result of feeding Ido HaNavi, he did actually, the Navi Sheker himself, did actually have some form of a nevuah. Okay, so that's what it says. V'yihem Yoshim al Shulchan, v'yidvar Hashem al Navi Asher Hashiva. Okay, that he fed him. The Shigasa Ola Zadam. So the next one on Rabbi Yochanan's list was that Shigasa Ola Zadam. Something that's a shogeg somehow turns into a mazid. So what does that mean? Damar Yuda Amrav Imale Hildeo Yohanes Amla David Shteik Karos Shlechem. That if not for the fact that Yonasan, right, when David and Yonasan departed from one another, so David runs away to Nov Yir HaKohanim, right, and as a result, he runs to Nov Yir HaKohanim and he asks Achimelech for food, and he gives him food, and as a result, Doeg Edomi tattles on him, and Shaul has the whole city wiped out. So, Amalei Hilveo Yonasan Dildavish Lushtei Kikaros Lechem, if only Yonasan would have given him two loaves of bread, Lo Neherga Nov Irakonim, the city of Nov Irakonim would have been wiped out, Lo Nitra Doeg Edomi wouldn't have lost Chil Tom Abav, Lo Neherag Shaul Ushlosh Espanavish, so Shaul and his three kids wouldn't have been killed. Okay. So why didn't Achaz make it into the list of the people in the Mishnah who lost their chelik in Olam Haba? So I'm Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, b'nei shemutal ben shnei tzadikim, ben Yosam l'chizkiyahu, because he is sandwiched in between two tzadikim, between Yosam and Chizkiyahu. Okay, so we know that, so Chizkiyahu what? So Chizkiyahu is Achaz's son, and Achaz's father is Yosam. So because his father and his son were tzadikim, so he got off. So Yosef Amar Bibnei Shahilo Boshes Pan Mi Yeshayahu. No, it's because he felt embarrassed because of Yoshiyahu, in front of Yoshiyahu. In other words, he still clearly, right, he felt deferential and he felt embarrassed in front of him. So that shows a certain degree of humility, and I guess that means he wasn't such a bad person. Shneimar Vayomer Hashem al Yeshayahu, Seino Lekras Achaz Ata Ushar Yeshuv benecha. You so go out to greet achaz, and you and Shar Yeshuv, your son, el kitzei ta'alas habrecha, to the edge of the upper of habrecha al-yona, to the upper pool, el mesilas sde koves, by the path of the launderer's field. So my koves, what is this reference to the launderer's field? My koves, so you could army de kavshinu le'ape v'chalaf, that when Achaz saw him coming, so when Achaz saw Yoshio coming, he quickly kavshinu le'ape v'chalaf, that he buried his hands, he pressed over his face because he was embarrassed by Yeshayahu. And the other pshat is Yigadarmi uchla de katsari sachav areshe v'chalaf. The basket, this an uchla is this perforated kind of basket that the launderers used to use as like a shower head to let the water drain through when they were laundering clothing. So this uchla de katsari sachav areshe, he poured it onto his head in order to hide his face so that Yeshua wouldn't recognize him. Okay. Mibnei malo manu as Amon. Why didn't they count Amon in the list? So Mibnei kvodo shel Yoshiyahu, because of Yoshiyahu, who was his son. So the Gemara says, Menashe nami lo nimni. So then if that's the case, Menashe also shouldn't be in the list. Mibnei kvodo shel Chizkiyahu, because of Chizkiyahu, who was the father of Menashe. So Menashe should have been saved because of his father, so Menashe shouldn't be in the list because of his father, just like Amon shouldn't be in the list because of his son. So the Gemara says, no, Barah Mizaki Abba, a son can save, can merit his father, but Abba lo Mizaki Barah. But a father cannot merit the son, and therefore that's why Menashe can't escape the list. The Chizim is the Pasuk in Hazinu says, Ve'ein miyadi matzil, what does that mean? Ein Avram matzil es Yishmael, Ein Yitzchak matzil es Esav. So each of these fathers can say there are sons who are Rishon. Hashad asas lahachi, well, once you say this, Achaz nami lo imni mishum kvoro shel Chizkiyahu. So the same thing, you could say that Achaz also wouldn't be counted in the list because of Chizkiyahu's son. Why wasn't Yoyakim in the list? So Mishum Drabchia Bravua, Damra Chibaravua, Ksiv al Gugalto shall Yoyakim, Zos Vorachers. On the skull, like we had this story earlier on in the Masechta, although it's a little bit different. Some of the phrases are a little bit different over here. But Ksiv al Gugalto shall Yoyakim, it's written on the skull of Yoyakim the following, Zos Vod Achers. So what's the Zos Vod Achers? We know what the Zos is. The Zos is all the terrible things that he did, but there's an Oda Charis that caused him to for these bad things to happen to him. So what is that? So Zakeno de Rebbe Preda, Ashkach Golgotha de Havakashad B'Shar Yerushalayim. So he found this skull that was thrown about in the gates of Yerushalayim. Okasiban, and it was written Zos Oda Charis, and it had Zos Oda Charis written on it. So Kavra Velo Ekbra, but so he buried it. But it refused to remain buried. So Kavara Veloik Brah, but he buried again and it refused to remain buried. And again the version is slightly different earlier in the Masechta. Amar, he said, clearly this is the skull of Yoyakim. The Kasid Bey, Kavuras Chamor Yikaver, that the burial of a donkey, he will be buried. Sachov the Hashlech. Sachov is like to be dragged, he'll be dragged about, the Hashlech, and thrown about outside the gates. So, Amar Malkuhu, well, he's a king, v'lo ichshar lezilzulibe, and therefore it's not appropriate, or lo efshar lezilzulibe, it's not appropriate to disgrace him. So, karcha bishirai, so he wrapped it up in silk, he wrapped up the skull in silk, v'osva b'sifta, and he put it into a chest. Chazisa divisu, well, the chest was lying around the house, and his wife saw it. Savra, and she thought, Hide it's a kamaisa hava. This must be from his first wife, the halo kamanchila, because he has not forgotten. Another way that we have this story earlier in the Masechta is that she's schmoozing with her friends, and that's what they fill in from the Gilyon. If you take a look by the hay, it's asya devisu, that his wife came chazisa and saw it. Nafka, she took it out. She went out, sorry. Amr lehu l'shivvasa, she said to her neighbors, and she said, look what's going on. Amrilan, they told her, oh, that must be the skull of his first wife, and he clearly hasn't gotten over her. So shagra tanura nikolsa. So she lit up the oven and she burned the skull. Hanu the kasev, and that's what must mean zos the Ora Cheres. Now, interestingly, the Marsha over here explains, so what's the Mida Keneged Mida? So we said before that he was mezalzel his guf by writing the Shema Vodazara on his body. So therefore, he was punished through his guf by not being buried. And since he said that Anutrich and Elo La'oro, the only reason we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for his light, so he was punished, and he was therefore thrown into the fire.
Is he Yehoyakim?
Yeah. Okay. So, Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, B'shvil HaTov Beinecha Asisi, because of HaTov Beinecha Asisi. Now, this is jumping into the story of Chizkiah. So, we mentioned briefly the story of Chizkiah, right, that Chizkiah was a good king, and we said that at a certain point he got really, really ill, and he said to Yeshayahu, so after Yeshayahu comes to him, so he says, you know, can you please give me a sign that I'm going to get better? And Yeshayahu said, well, that's where we talked about the sun clock before. And he said, do you want the day to fast forward 10 hours, or do you want it to rewind 10 hours? And he said, I want it to rewind 10 hours, and that's where we have the whole story with Merodachal and Ben Baldan, that he sends shluchim and gifts, and he says, I gotta send something to this guy. And he sends the gifts, and the shluchim come, and he shows them all around the palace. And Yeshayahu says that was not the right thing to do. You shouldn't have played show and tell. And what's going to happen is your descendants are going to end up in Babel working for the king. Okay, so now, time again. Amr Shimon Allah, so that's the background. B'shvil hatov beinecha asisi. Because Chizkiah said, patted himself on the back and said, see what all the good that I did. So what happened? Ma'os. Ma'os happened. In other words, he asked for a sign. So he wasn't supposed to pat himself on the back, and he wasn't supposed to ask for a sign that he was going to get better. So one resulted in the other, like kind of like a Be'er Gorem Sefim, right? Bishvil Ma'os, once he said Ma'os, because he said Ma'os, so Nachrim Achlu Al Shulchanu. So it resulted that the guests came over to him, right? That's exactly what happened, right? A sign happened, Merodach Baldan Ben Baldan heard, sent messengers, and they came to check out Chizkiah's pants, and he gave, you know, he brought them in. B'shvil shenachrim achlu al shulchanu, because the guy ate on his table, garam galos l'banav, right? So that ultimately brought about the galos of his sons, because Yeshayahu rebuked him and said that you weren't supposed to do that. Okay, and ultimately your kids are going to end up in the palace of Babel. So m'siyel el Chizkiah, the Amr Chizkiah, kol hamzamin ovid kochavim l'sof beso, m'shamish alav, any person who invites a guy into his house, and it's m'shamish him, garam galos l'banav, causes galus. Shenemar ubi malecha asher yetsu mimcha asher tolid yikachu, they will be taken, right? All the kids who come out of you will be taken. V'hayu sarisim behechal melech bavel, right? And we said that this was an allusion, we said earlier in the practice that this was an allusion to Hanani Mishal Ba'azariah. Okay. Now this is, the confusion here is a little interesting, because we have vayismach, and the Gilyan puts in vayishma, and clearly, what seems to be going on is that, as we said before, the story is recorded in at least two places in that. One in Malachim Beis, and one in Yeshayah, where Yeshayah is projecting his nevuos. So, it's a question of whether this is a pasuk that's quoted from that episode, which is very, very similar. The language of both stories is very similar in Yeshayah as it is in Malachim. The question just is it Vayishmah from the Psukim in Malachim, or is it Vayismach from the Psukim in Yeshayah? Okay, but either way, so from the Gilim, let's read it from the Gilim, is Vayishma Aleim Chizkiah, Vayarem Es Beis Nichoso, right? He shows them all around his house, Es HaKesef, Es HaZav, Es HaPsamim, Es Shemen, HaTov, V'chule. Okay, so now, Amarav, my Beis Nichoso, what is this Beis Nichoso that he's showing them? So, Ishto Hishkasa Aleim. So Rav says that it was his wife who showed him, who gave him to drink. She personally gave them to drink. And so how do you get them from Beis Nechoso? So Rashi has a very interesting chat. Rashi says Beis Nechoso is from a lashon of menakeh. Menakeh is like to subtract. So we know that Chava was subtracted, right? That women are subtracted from men because it was the rib that was taken out from Adam Rishon. So that's how Beis Nechoso gets you to his wife.
Okay. Right, she like Beis is like something that refers to your wife.
I hear, but so why does it say nechosa though?
Why does nechosa refer to rib?
That's what he's saying, because in this case it does. Not necessarily the rib itself, but in other words, the thing that was subtracted from. Okay. Ushmul Omar, Beis Genazav Haralahem. He showed them his treasure houses. Okay. Yochanan Amar Zayin Ochel Zayin Haralahem. He showed them a weapon eating a weapon. Now, what that means is he had like a special metal sword, like we had before, that could cut metal. Ben Yehuda has a very gishmak part that he says over here, that he was symbolically showing them that the Umas HaOlam, we know that, right, at least for Esav, is an Avicharev, right? That they're going to fight by this, they're going to live by the sword. So we know that they're compared to Barzel. So what he was telling them back was that, no, but we descended from Bilha, Rachel, Zilpah, and Leah. So that's Bilha Beis, Rachel, Reish, Zilpah, Zayin, and Leah, Lam. So you think that you're Barzel, but we're also Barzel. Barzel can cut Barzel. Okay, that's from the Benny. Alright, anyway, fine. Okay, so now the Gemara goes through a lot of the psukim in Eicha. Something like, I think it's like 14 different explanations, 14 statements from Eicha. What? Yeah, we're good? Okay, so Eicha Yashva Badad. So the Gemara says, Amar, now this is going to be again pretty consistent that the Goyim puts in over here, that this is not really Rava, this is really Rava, and it's going to be consistent throughout because it's going to be these 14 statements from Rava Amar Yochanan. So Amar Rava Amar Yochanan. Mipnei Laku Yisrael VeEicha. Why were they punished through Eicha? So Mipnei Sha'avru Ashloshim V'Sheish Krisos Shavatorah. Because they were over in the 36 krisos in the Torah. Okay. The Amar Rabba, again, it would be, we put it in, but Amar Rabba, Amar Yochanan from the Gilion, Mipnei Ma'alaku Ba'al Beis, right, as we know that Eicha is written in Al Beis, at least a couple of the Brachamar. So, Mipnei Sha'avru Ala Torah Shenina Ba'al Beis, because they violated the Torah that was written in Al Beis. Okay. Yashva Badad, so Amar Rabba, Amar Yochanan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti, I said in Parshas V'Zaisa Bracha, Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad, right, and then the Jews should be able to live in tranquility all by themselves. Ein Yaakov, El Eretz, Dagan V'Sirosh, Af Shamav, also it's Shemaim, it's heavens, Yar Futal will drip down dew. So, but now that they sinned, Ashav Yia Badad Moshevam, their dwelling place will be alone among all the other nations. Okay. Ha'ir Rabasi Am, so Amar Rabba Amar Yochanan, Shahay Masin Katana Lagadol, Ugadola Lakatan, Kidei Shayhu Lahem Banam Harbe. What does this mean? Ha'ir Rabasi Am, that the ir was Rabasi Am had multitudes, many, many people. So how do they accomplish that? So Rabba quotes from Yochanan saying that what they would do is they would marry a katana to a gadol and a gadola to a katan. How does that help anything? So Rashi explains, because a gadol's zera is not fully developed and fully effective to impregnate a woman. And a katana's body is not fully developed enough to be easily impregnated. And therefore, you balance the two out by having the katana marry the gadol, right? So the gadol, who is fully developed, so he can counter the katana's underdeveloped body. And the gadola, you have the gadola marry the katan, and her body can account for his underdeveloped body. Kadesha Yehulahem Banas Harbe. And that way, you can have lots of kids.
It's a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing. Haisa Ka'almana, Amr Yura Amr Rav. So she was like an Amana. So Ke'almana, Velo Amana Manish. Ella, Ke'isha Shalom Balam Ninathiyam, Vedai To Lachzor Elha, which is a beautiful idea, right? That's being conveyed through Eicha, is that it's not that Akash Baruch Hu Rachman al Son has bewidowed us, that we've become widows. Rather, that ultimately they're going to be reunited once more. Okay, Rabasi Bagayim, which we're going to translate to mean this time not multitudes, but Rabasi referring to like a slave owner, like a high up woman, Bagayim, Sarasi Bamedinos. So Amar Rabba Amar Yochanan, Kol Makom Shehin Holchin Naasin Sarim, wherever the Jews go, they become Sarim for their masters, they become princes. Okay, Tanrabah. In fact, we have a Maisa to back up that idea. Tanuman, should we hold or should we continue? What do you guys wanna do? What? Okay, so let's.